It'll happen.
Good afternoon. We will open our subcommittee on public safety. Today is May 18th, 2017. We will open up a work session on Senate Bill 5515 on DAs and their deputies. We have Mr. Borden.
Mr. Co-Chair and members of the subcommittee, before you are the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendations for Senate Bill 5515, the district attorneys and their deputies. The recommendation for the 2017-19 biennium totals $12.5 million general fund and 36 positions and 36 FTE. This is a current service level budget for the agency, and it includes roll-up costs from the 15-17 biennium, standard roll-up costs of cost of living adjustments, and increases for state government service charges. LFO would note that later in session as the DAS budget, another assessment agency changes are made, there will be a reduction to the DAS assessments in the omnibus bill at the end of session. And with that, Mr. Co-Chair, would note several things. There is an attached orbits report that reflects the $12.5 million general fund, 36 position, 36 FTE detail that for the subcommittee's review.
Thank you. And before we actually move on, if anybody's watching, since I'm looking at who's in here, if you haven't read, which you probably haven't, I recommend on the governor's budget flipping to page 37 at some point under the strategies and reading some of the statistics about where we're at with our prosecutions and our we're doing a fantastic job. That's what I'm on a lot of these areas. Well, you look at page 37, you see things. Oregon has the lowest percentage of nonviolent offenders in prison in the nation, second lowest percentage of drug offenders in prison in the nation. And it goes on and on. There's a whole page of things that are really point out significant progress, and really that Oregon in many ways is setting the pace for some of the early work that we're doing around 3194. So you look like you have a thought there, huh? Co-Chair Winters.
I'll keep my thoughts to myself at the moment.
Okay. So, still many things to be done, but I was pleased reading through the budget about some of those things. And so do we have a LFO recommendation?
LFO recommends approval of the work session presentation report.
And do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5515.
Co-Chair Winters moves the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5515. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Mr. Co-Chair and members of the subcommittee, the next item is the performance measures for the agency for the 17-19 biennium. There are three performance measures. The performance measures are unchanged. The targets have been increased to reflect the last reported results. So Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of the existing key performance measures with updated targets.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Co-Chair Winters moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so moved.
Mr. Co-Chair and members of the subcommittee, there is a dash one amendment that reflects the changes that have been discussed, the $12.5 million general fund appropriation. As a note, the appropriation is to the Department of Justice, which then makes payments to the various district attorneys. So they are the administrative agency. That's reflected in the dash one amendment. That is standard practice and has been historic practice for the agency. So LFO recommends a budget of $12,502,083 general fund and 36 positions, 36 FTE, which is reflected in the dash one amendment. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 5515.
Co-Chair Winters moves the adoption of the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 5515. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Mr. Co-Chair, LFO recommend that Senate Bill 5515, as amended by the dash one, be moved to the full, to the Ways and Means full committee.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5515 as amended to the full committee with a do pass recommendation.
Co-Chair Winters moves Senate Bill 5515 as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? You guys are lively today. Any objection? So moved. And do we have a volunteer for carrier?
I'll carry both to that. The excellent. Full and to the Senate.
All right. Co-Chair Winters will
probably have somebody to take it on the House.
All right. And do we have a volunteer to carry it on the House floor?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And Barker will carry it on the House floor. Thank you. Any other business? For the good of the order. Seeing none, we are adjourned. Ta-da!
Okay.
Yes! Tell me what happened.
All right.
I'll see you up there.
Okay. Mitch called me and said that they caucused C-21 again today. And that other people had been told that the fact that it says in the bill, and I'll put the head to it.
Okay, yes.
The fact that